Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining me here on the Quick Talk Podcast. My name is Josh, you already know that, and today I'm joined by Jamie Taggart. Now, she is one of the speakers at this year's huge convention in Washington, D.C. I just chatted with her briefly before, you know, hitting the record button. Really, really interesting girl, really full of passion for small business. And she's going to be teaching on a really cool and very important subject this year. But I'm going to let her explain that. Jamie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm happy to. I'm excited. You know, we're wrapping up all these interviews. I think there's like 16 of them, different people presenting on different things they're passionate about, different subsets of how to grow our businesses and things like that. And tell us a little bit about your story and why you're going to be at the convention. What are you going to be speaking on? How did you get here?
Sure. Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm going to be presenting and I'm really excited about it. So my background is actually in teaching. I spent 10 years in education, teaching, and in administration, and working hard there and presenting. Before that, you know, growing up, I grew up around small business. My dad is actually a contractor and my mom was his office manager, and we all sort of contributed. And my very first job, of course, was answering the phone for their business and dealing with that. So I just have such a strong connection to small local business, particularly home services and construction. And I had the good fortune of, being a founding employee of Broadly.com, and we have software as a service for small business owners. What we're passionate about here at Broadly is helping small business guys look great online. So we know that that is where the majority of their customers are coming from, right? It's this idea of word of mouth and looking great online, making sure they're showing up. We have some really great tips on how to do that and how to make sure they're getting customer feedback and customer reviews where they matter most, like Google and Yelp. So I'm just excited to meet these guys at the show and talk a little bit about, what they can do to be showing up online and making sure that they are being chosen when people have a need for their service.
Well, there's no doubt, Jamie, that the economy is changing. Things are shifting, and you will get left in the dust if you don't look at this stuff. The thing is, with contracting businesses, cleaning companies, even just general contracting, things are moving quickly, and these guys work in the field. They work really hard. There's a big blue-collar element to these guys who have these small businesses, and it's so easy for them to get busy and doing all the busy work and to not take the time that's required to look at the back end of their business and to understand the changes in technology, the changes in Google's algorithm all the time, the way that reviews are weighted and the way that you populate an organic search result. I mean, all that stuff's important, and when someone starts a pressure cleaning business, they don't say, hey, I'm going to start a pressure cleaning business so I can work on a website all day and figure out internet stuff. I mean, so how important is this stuff, and what happens if people ignore it?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I was sort of mentioning to you before the interview, just how simple it used to be, right? You sit down with your Yellow Pages guy once a year, you choose your ad, and that used to kind of be the extent of marketing for the year. And now, they're being targeted on all sides and they know how complicated it is. I mean, I speak to hundreds of business owners a day, so I know that they know it's important, but the question is, how do we solve these problems and how do we do it efficiently with my time and money? Because I only have so much of that. I'm out on the field. I'm busy running my business. I'm busy meeting with homeowners, trying to sell jobs, trying to get my crew set up. I don't have time to be fiddling around with Google and online business and, I had a web guy, now he's gone. So all of these problems we're going to tackle together. I'm going to give you, at the huge convention, I'm going to have practical, tangible takeaways that they can do today to strengthen their presence on Google, to strengthen the likelihood of them getting positive feedback. And another big issue is that, only the negative, unhappy customers are the ones that run to Yelp or run to these review platforms. And, you know, we're going to talk about ways to go ahead and get those, we call them promoters, get those people that loved you, that were satisfied, to write reviews and to leave you positive feedback. And really this all goes back to become your best marketing.
Let me hop in here, because I'll tell you what it also goes back to. It goes back to us as owners being intentional with our systems and our business, because you're completely right. You made a great point. The squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? You've heard that phrase. So all these people that have bad attitudes, they're never satisfied with anything. Those are the people that run to Google and Yelp and everywhere and just blow your business apart if you have something bad happen. But if you're not intentional about harvesting positive reviews from all the people that love you, and all of us have lots of those people, then you're not gonna win. You have to take control of this stuff. And you can, you know, if you get a bad review on Angie's List or somewhere, but you're burying it with 10 good reviews above it within that week, it doesn't hurt you anymore. But most guys, they just don't focus on this stuff, right?
Right. It's just too challenging. It's just, how do you do it? How do you get the satisfied customers to leave reviews? How do you manage, somebody when they're unhappy? And it's all just kind of in the overflow because they're busy running the business. And so we know those problems. We have solutions to those problems. And the great thing about the seminar is, you know, I'm gonna give practical, tangible takeaways that day that are free, that will make sense. Everybody that comes will learn something. They will have such a greater understanding of how this works, how Google works, and what they can start doing, you know, that day to make a difference. And it is. It's extremely powerful.
And that's key. I mean, what's so cool about the Huge Convention is we don't have people speaking on theory. This is stuff that really works, that you can take home with you and apply in your business on Monday. I mean, you go to the convention, you spend the weekend, you learn, you take notes, you grow, you go back and you execute on this stuff. And here's a gold nugget for everybody listening. You know, I interview a lot of interesting people on this podcast, Jamie, and the people that have really big businesses. You know, I had a carpet cleaning guy, Michael Kaplan. He has a carpet cleaning business that does $17 million a year, right? That's not normal. It's not normal. But all the big boys, they measure their net promoter score. They engage their customers after a sale in a very systemized way. They're proactive about running towards problems, about getting positive reviews, about gathering all that data. And look, I get it, when you're small, you can't, you know, have an army of people doing that. But there are little things, which I'm sure they'll learn in your session, that they can do on a small scale to start now, right?
Yes. Moving towards that goal. That's exactly right. Everything that broadly holds and encompasses is based on net promoter score research. So it's that exact thing. We're going to talk about, what does it mean to have a promoter? What does it mean that you have that your best business comes from word of mouth, but now everybody's going online? How can you connect those two things? What does it mean to, you know, have these unhappy customers? We call those detractors. Guess what? There's a way that you can actually manage this and keep it from hurting your business. And I'm going to teach them about that. And so we'll go through all of those things. And yeah, I mean, I think it's fascinating that you brought that Michael up, because that's exactly it. I mean, there are little things that even the little guys can start doing right away to take control of some of this stuff.
Well, I think that's awesome. And I look forward to meeting you, of course, and shaking your hand and getting to know you a little bit better. But the last question I want to ask you, Jamie, is, you know, why do you think people should go to the Huge Convention? Because, you know, there's a ticket price. It costs a couple $100 for all these people to go to this thing. And some people sit on the fence and they say, I just don't have the money. I don't, you know, maybe next year I'll go. Why do they need to show up to an event like this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the biggest thing is they are the expert at their trade, right? That is what they are so good at. And that's why we're calling them to come and take care of that problem for us. In our homes and in our workplaces, whereas this side of things, the business side of things, the online side of things, the net promoter score side of things, that is all going to be a more challenging part of running their business. And so I would just urge them to come and to learn and to understand how crucial this piece is, and that if they could invest this time and this money into that piece of their business, it just will make all of the difference in the world. You know, that if they can understand what they can be doing, if they can understand who to partner with and when, you know, then that will be the difference maker of literally even staying in business. I mean, those of us that have been in small business and around small business, we know how challenging it is.
Absolutely. It's not an easy rodeo to be a part of, that's for sure. But, you know, it's pretty awesome at the same time. And what a cool job you have working with businesses all over the country. I really, really appreciate your time. And, you know, how can people get in contact with you if they need to reach out before the convention?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. So they can email me directly. My email is Jamie. It's just J-A-M as in Mary, I-E, at broadly.com. The name of our company is Broadly, B-R-O-A-D-L-Y.com. So they visit our website, broadly.com. Send me an email, introduce yourself, let me know that you're going to be there. I'd love to shake anybody's hand. I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody, meeting you, Josh. Thanks for facilitating, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, I'm excited too, and I will see you very soon, Jamie. Have a great rest of your day. Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/QuickTalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, the Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training, and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago, and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.